are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. It is Jackie, your host, and today I am so excited to have a really awesome guest on the line, Robert Palmer Watkins, who is an actor and musician, and many of you know him as Dylan from General Hospital. Hey, Robert, how are you today?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to talk to y'all.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you, and I'm excited for you to share your amazing background with all of our listeners. So tell us a little bit about how you got into the world of acting.
Oh, man. It's been a journey. I was always one of those kids that just really loved kind of being the class clown and the ham of any group of friends, and always grabbing the video camera and trying to make my friends do a sketch or a funny comedy routine, or, getting the kids together in the neighborhood and like putting on a talent show. Like, I just loved entertaining and like being a goofball. And finally in high school, like, I grew up doing sports and stuff, but finally in high school, I think my sophomore year of high school, my English teacher, talked to my mom, and she was like, "You really got to get this kid in a play, because like in one of the, he should just try out for the play. Like, he's so entertaining and like always trying to get a laugh from the class. Like, let him get some of that energy out on stage." And she was like, "All right, yeah, he should." So she talked me into it too, and I was like reluctant at first, but I auditioned, and honestly, I mean, that was it. There was no looking back. Once I did a play, I loved it. Just the energy from the crowd and just that interaction you get and working with a group of creative people to put on a show in the process. I mean, it's such a fun experience. It's a lot of work, but you get so close with everybody, you know, in your cast. And so basically, I started doing theater, and I never looked back. And then I went to college for 2 years, Christopher Newport University for theater. And after 2 years, I was really, really eager to either get to LA or New York. So I talked to my parents and I said, "Look, I'm having a great time at Christopher Newport. I'm doing well in the theater department, but I'm just so ready to be out there so I can at least audition if an opportunity comes up." So they were a little hesitant at first for me to leave college, but they were like, "All right, you can go, but we want you to go to some type of schooling out there." So I said, "Okay." So I auditioned for the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York. And I got accepted, and luckily they have a campus in LA as well. And when I found that out, I was really excited, because ultimately I knew I wanted to do TV and film. So when I got accepted, I chose to move to the LA campus, went there for 2 years, and started auditioning right when I graduated. And here we are today.
And haven't looked back, obviously.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what was the first gig you ever got? Like on TV?
Oh, man. On TV, oh gosh, I got cast in the show A Thousand Ways to Die. Have you seen that show on Spike TV?
I've definitely heard of it. Was that must be interesting. Was that an interesting experience?
Yes. So that is a show where basically, I mean, it's very comical, but they are based on real life experiences, crazy ways that people have died. And my character dies. I'm at a bachelor party. I'm the bachelor, and we've got a stripper over, and I'm in the restroom trying to get busy with her, and I'm sitting on the toilet, not like actually using the bathroom, but just sitting there while she's like giving me a lap dance. And I get up, and somehow my hand slips and I hit the toilet flusher, and the back of the toilet, porcelain like lid or whatever that's over the back of the toilet, falls off because of the water pressure. Something happens when I flush the toilet where the water pressure blows the top of that off. It shatters on the ground. I slip on the water and a shard of the porcelain toilet glass goes up my ass.
Oh my God.
So that was my first gig, and my mom was super proud.
That is something to be proud of. You know what I mean? It was your first gig. That's awesome.
I mean, you just gotta own it. You know, when you're laying there bleeding because a shard of glass went up your ass. Those are the moments in life to be proud of.
That's amazing. That quote, you just got to own it. That is so true in that moment. You did.
But I got $100, you know. I got $100 for the day. And, I'll never live that down. I still get tweets of people being like, I think I just saw you on 1,000 Ways to Die. Did you have longer hair? Were you bleeding to death by a toilet? Yep, that was me.
That is hilarious. Oh, my God, I love it. Yeah. So did that basically open doors for you, or you just kept trying out for other things? Like, how did General Hospital even come about?
That gig did not open doors.
I had to ask that question, you know.
Just being on a set for any project is always good experience.
Totally.
Know, being more confident and showing up to a job and knowing kind of how camera crews work and lunch breaks work and all that. So, yeah, but as far as, like, did that job propel me to a better audition? No. But let's see. So after that, I just kept hustling. Like, I just always have really tried to find ways to keep working on projects, whether they're paid projects, whether it's me shooting something with my friends, whether it's me doing a music cover and posting it on my social media, whatever it is, I tried to stay busy. So even though I wasn't making a ton of money, I stayed pretty busy. You know, whether it was an independent film I booked or a commercial I booked, I did a few commercials, I did a little bit of modeling. You know, I worked every job under the sun, from dog walking to valet parking cars to waitering to bartending.
Actor life, actor and musician life, right? Yeah.
Actor's life, and that's how it is. You know, it's up and down. But then finally, I got in for Mark Teschner, the casting director at General Hospital. A role popped up that was right for me, and my manager submitted me. And it took a while to book it, because they, once I auditioned, I think they decided to hold off on that character, that storyline. So it took, they didn't actually call me back in for like a year. So it was a long process. So you just, you know, I had to keep focused on whatever else I was doing. You can't live in like limbo of waiting around. So
of course.
I just kept pushing, working on other stuff. But then finally they did. They called me back in, and then the ball started rolling. You know, I got went into producers, did a screen test, and then finally I got the part. But
that's awesome.
Yeah,
but I think that goes to show you that you just can't live waiting for something. You just have to keep, you know, going on with your life. And when it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is a hard lesson.
It is.
But you're right. You're right. I mean, right now, I'm actually, my cycle just ended on General Hospital, so now I'm recurring, which is a good thing in a lot. It's a good thing in a lot of ways, because I'm free to do any other projects I want. But it's also a little bit scary because I'm not on contract. I'm not getting a consistent paycheck every week. I don't know if they're writing storylines for me or not, or when they will write storylines. It's not as consistent.
If that
makes sense. But like we just said, it's like I can't sit here and go, okay, well, I'm recurring, so I'll just wait around for them to call me in to shoot. No, like I got to do other stuff, and then when they call me, you know. But it's like, especially as an actor, you have to learn that, because it's so hard to go in for a role or an audition and leave and not think about it, you know. But you can't live in like that anxiety. You got to go in, kill it, and then just let it go.
You know, agreed. I mean, it led you to where you are, you know, so I would totally take that in stride.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit, you know, what you're currently doing. So now you're, you know, onto new horizons and things. I know we're having you in our winter issue, which is really exciting.
Yes, thank you. I'm really excited to be in it.
Of course. So tell us, like, what you're currently focusing on. Like, what are some things that you're doing for the holiday season? Are you going home to see your family? Like, what are you doing?
So I just wrapped a movie, which I'm really, really excited about. It's called Last 3 Days. It's an action thriller. I'm the lead character in it. It should be released sometime summer 2018.
Awesome.
So that's kept me really busy over the past couple months, filming that promotion and then I also just finished up my contract on General Hospital, so now I'm on recurring status, which is kind of cool because I've got a lot more flexibility to audition for other things. And right. Pilot season is coming up, so that'll be good to get out there for some primetime shows and movies and just really hit the pavement, you know. Other than that, I'm working on some music stuff. I'm also a singer, so I just released a new cover last week that did really well. So now I need to. Now I think I want to start working on some original music. I've been saying it for a while, and I just haven't done it. And I need to do some original stuff. I've done a lot of covers, and it's time to kind of find my own voice and my own sound. So I'm excited about that. I'm working with a producer on some stuff, and that'll be really fun. I've got a web series that is airing right now on Scene Girls TV on YouTube. It's called Bad Sex with Good People.
I saw that. Yeah, that's awesome. That's
every Friday. Thank you.
Yeah, you really mix really up what you're doing. I love it, Robert. Like all different extremes, you know, like the fun, crazy, the classic, the, you know, I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I tried, you know, I like to do, that's why I wanted to be an actor too. It's like, I couldn't decide what I wanted to be. So why can't I just play everything?
Why not?
You know what I mean?
Like, right.
So, yeah, I mean, I get bored doing the same thing over and over and over again. So it's not, I like to mix it up, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
So yeah, so check that out. That's airing every Friday, I think, for the next 2 months. So yeah, that's kind of the stuff that's in the works for right now. Things slow down a little bit coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas here. You know, with auditions and stuff, pilot season doesn't really pick up until the new year. So, I'm kind of excited to just like regroup. I'm going to see my family a little bit, go back to the East Coast, North Carolina and Virginia. I've got some fan events coming up. Actually, this weekend, we're going to Connecticut and Boston for a General Hospital fan event, which I'm the host of all the fan events when we tour the country. So,
which is awesome because, you know, I'm from Boston right now, even though I'm from New York. Right. Yeah, I'm in Boston.
Are you, you're not there now, are you?
No, I am.
It's quite the experience. Even if you're not a soap fan, it's just fun to see the excitement. I mean, it's so cool being part of the soap world because I really see how passionate these viewers are about soaps. I mean, you can totally see when you go to these fan events, you can totally see how this show has lasted for so long.
Seriously.
The fans are so passionate.
You know, I have to ask this question, like, what is your theory, you know, working in soaps in comparison to reality television? Like, what is your theory on reality after working with, you know, soaps for a little while now?
You mean like reality shows like The Bachelor or?
Yes, exactly.
I totally see why reality TV is so popular. I mean, it's very entertaining. It's filled with drama. They find crazy characters to put on these reality shows, and it's really cheap to shoot these reality shows. So the
right.
networks push these reality shows because it's a lot cheaper to film them. So I totally see why reality is so prominent. It's a shame in a lot of ways because I still think a beautifully written show with acting and music and lighting and a great script is always going to be better than reality TV. I mean, and don't get me wrong, there's some reality TV that I love. I mean, I watch The Bachelor. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining.
So, no, it's true, though. I think it's good. I was interested in your opinion, you know, working with soaps for a long time, like what your theory was like in comparison to reality TV. That was actually some good insight. It's true. It's so true.
Yeah. But, you know, I think soaps, there used to be like 12 or 13 different soap operas during the day. And after the O.J. Simpson trial, that lasted for 6 to 9 months. And it was during the day, and so many, all of America was tuned into the trial. I just learned this, actually, and I found it really interesting. And after the trial, we lost like 60% of our viewers, soap viewers.
Wow.
It's so crazy. But because people tuned out of soaps for like 6 to 7 months, when the trial was over, they kind of didn't feel the need to jump right back into the soap because they were like, well, I just took 7 months off. I don't really know what's going on anymore, whatever. So that was kind of a huge shift in daytime TV, which is, I found that really interesting. I actually just learned about this a couple weeks ago. I was listening to some of my co-stars who were talking about it, who have been on soaps even longer, you know, way longer than I have. So they've been through kind of the ups and downs of daytime television. And I said, yeah, the O.J. Simpson trial really shifted things for ratings and viewers on soap. So it went from like 12 to 13 different soap operas to now only four. There's only four left. There's General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, Bold and Beautiful, and Young and the Restless. So that's crazy. And what took place, what they did was they took off a lot of the soaps and they replaced them with talk shows or reality shows. And, you know, it's obvious why. It's cheap. It's way cheaper to shoot those things, you know. You don't have to pay a huge crew and writers and, you know, it's a way lower budget, which is a bummer. I think it's a bummer. I mean, 12 to 13 soaps was maybe a little excessive, I think. Maybe we didn't need that many. But I think there was definitely room for a few more, you know, a few more. I think we could have more than four. Right,
yeah,
now,
absolutely. But that's so fascinating.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Some cool facts. Thanks for sharing that. So now that we're heading into holiday season, we would love some insight of some of your favorite holiday go-tos.
Oh, I can't believe it's already almost Christmas. That's insane.
I know, it's crazy.
I'm going to try to start shopping for my family and friends earlier this year because I'm usually like one of those last-minute buyers, and I hate that because then you're just kind of buying whatever you can find.
Right.
So I'm going to really try to, like, as I see something that I know somebody would like, I'm going to try to buy it right then and there because I never do that. But you know, I always like to find like unique gifts. Like if I can find fun, cool stuff, that's maybe not even something that they would really use, but they're going to get a great laugh out of it. And it's going to be a great story. Then, you know what I mean? Like that type of stuff is more entertaining.
I agree. Cause anybody can always buy you a shirt. I mean, not that that's not nice. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to wear it all the time, that's great. But I mean, holidays come once a year. We actually do something with my family. It's like a grab bag. So everybody brings in something totally inappropriate and they all have to go around and like, it's hilarious.
That stuff is so much more fun because, like, at this point, we're all adults. Like, if we want something, we buy it.
Right. It's so true.
But I do love – I have little nieces now. Since I don't have any kids yet, I love – I really put more effort into shopping for my little nieces just because that's more fun. And they get so excited. It's so – I mean, they're the ones that really care about opening presents.
It's true.
So I've got three little nieces now, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to put my energy into that. But I don't know. I'm a big, like, nowadays, shopping online is so easy and nice. Search for anything. Like, Amazon is great. But what else?
Well, I agree with you on Amazon because you could find anything in the world at this point on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it's so easy. And, like, if people have their wish list or whatever – which is kind of cheating because it's like, but my brother-in-law and one of my sisters have like their little registration thing. And it's like, you can just type in their wish list and go, oh, cool. They want all these items and somebody's already bought them that and bought them that. So let me get them this. Like, it's so easy. Like, it's almost like, it almost takes the fun and like, I don't know, it kind of takes some of the fun out of it. But it's like, and when you're in a bind and you're like, shit, tomorrow's Christmas, I got to get them something.
Right.
It's nice to be able to go on their little wish list and like order it. You know?
I didn't even know that you could do that, to be honest with you. So you just informed me on some good insight of Amazon.
Yeah. Check it out. It's pretty cool. Like, and it just stays up there. So like, you'll see, like my brother-in-law has had a wish list that's just, it's been up there for a couple of years, and he just adds to it whenever he finds something that he likes. And then like, you can go on there and you can see like what's already been bought for him by somebody and what hasn't.
Oh my God. It's like a registry.
Like a registry.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. That's really smart though, because then you at least know you're going to get what you want. Right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like my sister just moved into a new house. So I'll probably get them like something for their new house. And then my mom, I had a bunch of family members just move into new houses. My mom just moved into a new house. So I'll probably be doing a lot of like home goods type shopping this Christmas, I have a feeling.
Home goods is great too because they have it and then they don't have it anymore. So nobody could ever copy what you have unless they have it there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so good. Cool. So that was insightful. Thanks, Robert. So tell everyone how they can follow you on social media to follow your, you know, ongoing projects.
Okay. Yes, so my Instagram is at Robert Palmer Watkins. My Twitter is at Robert P. Watkins. My Facebook fan page is Robert Palmer Watkins. You'll know that it's the correct fan page because it'll have a little blue check. And please follow me on that. I'm really trying to grow my Facebook fan page because I haven't really put a lot of effort into it. And now I'm really starting to try because Facebook is still huge. And I just was focusing more on Instagram. So now I'm doing a lot more on my Facebook fan page. And I'm doing like live Q&As and Facebook Lives. So check me out on there. My Snapchat is Rob Watkins. What else? Jesus, there's so many.
Awesome. I mean, you're on a lot of them. Unless you use like Pinterest.
My website is Robert. What's that?
Sorry. You use Pinterest or no? Probably not.
I don't have Pinterest. I have a website, robertpalmerwatkins.com.
Awesome.
You can find me on IMDb. I don't know. I mean, if that's not enough.
There's too many. I honestly am really impressed that you have all of that because I don't even utilize Snapchat. I just use the Instagram stories and like Facebook Lives and stuff like that.
Yeah. I rarely use Snapchat, but I got one just because I got tired of people being like, you should get a Snapchat.
I know, right?
I just opened one.
That's so great. Awesome. So if people had any, like, if they wanted to reach out to you through your website or on social media is good, right?
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty good about responding. Instagram is my main platform. So follow me on there and message me if you want to contact me. My manager's email is also on my Instagram at the top where it says contact me. It'll message my manager. So, yeah, please follow me. I try to post stuff and keep it interesting, my acting stuff and my music stuff and any upcoming events or fan events we're doing. I would love for you to follow me, and thank you for the support.
Of course. So in terms of the fan events this weekend in Connecticut and Boston, because that is a big listenership for me, tell everyone where they can access that info. Is that on your Instagram?
Yes, I've posted a couple of the I have posted some of the flyers on my Instagram. But okay. If you go to Fantasy Events, Inc., fantasyeventsinc.com. That is the website where you can purchase tickets. And I think there are like 20 to 30 more tickets available.
Oh, my God. And how many tickets have been sold?
They usually sell between like 200 and 300.
So wow.
It's not like a ton of people, but it's a good amount.
You know? I mean, that's a good amount. Definitely a good amount of people. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, please come say hi. Come check us out. Usually it's a pretty good turnout in Boston and Connecticut. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout this year, and we're excited to see you. We got some new actors joining the crew this year. So that'll be fun. And we're excited to come see everybody.
Yeah. It sounds awesome. Are you touring across the country kind of thing or?
Yeah, well, we do it every few weeks. We go to a new place. So like, in February we're going to Florida, then I think in April it's New York and New Jersey. A couple weeks ago we went to Austin and Dallas. A few weekends before that we went. So it's like every, you know what I mean? But we're not, it's not consecutive. Like we're not like in a bus where we just go from city to city to city. It's like we go for, you know, once a month we'll go to an area and knock that out and then we come back.
No, it makes so much sense. I mean, if you don't have to do it all the time, why would you? You know, it almost brings up more people to want to see you when you're there. So that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Robert. This was awesome. Everybody get excited because Robert will also be in our winter issue, which will be out December 1st.
Yeah, so very excited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was good talking to you. What is your Instagram again?
Of course. Mine is J as in Jackie, Z as in Zebra, Social Enterprises. And then I also have a Next On Scene one. Yeah, and I have Next On Scene for the magazine.
Nice.
All right, cool. So thanks so much again, Robert, and thanks everyone for tuning in to Next On Scene. And stay tuned for who's next. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.